This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One more day at the state capitol in Bismarck. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you very much for tuning in today, friends. We appreciate you. Glad you're out there. Get a pen and paper or pad or whatever you need. Maybe grab your smartphone, your notes app. As long as you've got your smartphone out, you might as well put this in your contacts so you can make us one of your favorites. I'm about to give you the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline so you can tell me what's on your mind. That's why the show exists. And the more people who call and tell us what's on your mind, the more fun we have here on What's on Your Mind. So, new people call us every day from new communities all across the Northern Plains, and we love it. So, take the challenge. Give us a ring. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Oh, I just started thinking about some Cloverdale. Yeah, now I've been distracted. Had some last night at Kroll's Diner with a bunch of fine listeners. Matter of fact, those big sausage patties. Oh, gosh, are they good. Fine at Kroll's Diner. Big sausage patty. You'll love it. I was tempted on bacon, but I've been ODing on bacon lately, so I switched her up for a sausage patty, and it was very, very good. I got distracted, didn't I? Yeah, I'm going to go to the Cloverdale store a little later on today, too. Stock up on some goodies. So, looking forward to that. Now, I'll get back on track. Okay, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So, remember to dial us up there. Local number in Bismarck, Mandan's 258-0550. 258-0550. Email is studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And one other way to communicate with us today, and that's by text, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. We are located today in the briefing room, I guess, the equivalent of the White House. You know, when there's a press conference, there's a briefing room. And they have us in here. It's possible they're going to be doing a press conference today. Have they decided to do one? Have they? What time? We don't know.
The next 15 minutes.
Yeah, there's a press conference evidently going to happen in the next 15 minutes, which is here. Do you know if that's the Republicans or the Democrats that are doing that? Don't know. Okay. Yeah. All right. So there will be a press conference in here, and we'll take that live as well. Let me fill you in on what's happened at the special session. Also want to talk to you a little bit about last night's Hillary's America showing in Bismarck, which was great fun. And then we have to talk about Donald Trump's opponents in the presidential race. Yeah, I said opponents, like with an S, plural, okay? Because it's not only Hillary Clinton, but it's also the media. And there is a feeding frenzy going on right now in the media. To be clear, Donald Trump has offered up some Cloverdale bacon for them to chow on, some sausage patties, some tangy summer sausage, right? I mean, he's feeding them more than he should be. And they are in that they're gouging themselves right now. It's gluttony. They're just, you know, they're just digging this. And they're very much part of this. They're fueling a lot of this. So we got to be cognizant of that before we get too wrapped up in what they want us to get wrapped up in. And, you know, all of a sudden, why isn't he doing this? And why isn't he doing that? And, you know, those kind of things. So anyway, we're going to talk about all that. But we also will have Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader on the program today. Mac Schneider, who is the Democratic leader in the Senate. We're going to talk with Doug Burgum, who is the gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans in North Dakota. He's been watching this special session. He'll be at the budget section meeting that'll be happening as well. So a lot going on today that we'll be covering on the program. And as we just found out, there'll be some press conferences here. And because we're broadcasting live from this room, we'll actually be bringing that to you as it happens as well. So stay tuned for all that coming up today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Let me just first start with a special session, then I'll get to the phones. The Democratic candidate for governor in North Dakota, a fellow by the name of Marvin Nelson from Rolla, North Dakota, today got on the floor, floor of the House, and said Republicans are killing people. You know, I sort of expect some of this crazy rhetoric out of the loony left in Washington, D.C., but that is so over the top ridiculous, it's unbelievable. Now, here's one thing you need to know about everything being debated here in the special session and the 2% across the board. They're called cuts, but I don't know why. They're reductions in planned increases. That's the first thing you need to know. So anytime you hear anything about how awful and evil and terrible the Republicans are, by the way, doing what is constitutionally mandated, balancing the budget, know what's happening right now in North Dakota is a reduction in planned increases. And by the way, they've not taken place yet. They haven't been implemented yet. Two very important pieces of this whole debate, okay? So, in that context, do you think it is A, dumb, B, mean, or three, blatantly false for Marvin Nelson to suggest people are dropping dead because of what the Republicans have done? And by the way, he warned others were going to die. The rhetoric here, folks, has gone over the top. And I honestly think what's happened is Democrats in the legislature in North Dakota have been reduced to actors who are reading scripts handed to them by campaign consultants who just say evil, awful, ridiculous, stupid things about Democrats and hope 1% of it sticks. You know, if just 1% sticks, maybe we'll get a couple of votes. I mean, this is reduced to over-the-top, ridiculous rhetoric to try and pick up a couple of legislative seats. That's what it's become. In my mind, that's all you need to know. You really don't need to know anything more. What you ought to focus on, if you want to have something to wrap your arms around related to this special session, we'll get later this morning the first glimpse of what the revenue forecast is, and that is what the next legislature will deal with come January. You have obviously a new governor that'll come in. That likely will be Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford. What their plans are, because this isn't pleasant. This isn't wonderful. This isn't great. This is challenging, difficult. But, you know, you'd think you could do it with Republicans and Democrats getting to the table and saying, okay, we get this isn't fun. We get there has to be reductions. How to do this responsibly instead of the bomb throwing that's going on. It's over the top stupid. Hospitals take a hit. Oh, universities are going to take a hit. My gosh, it's unbelievable. Do what every business does, okay? That's number one. Second thing, quickly, Hillary's America. Watched it last night with a group of patriots. Had a great time. We went over to Kroll's Diner after and talked about it. I have a couple of takeaways I want to share at some point from the program. I had an oh wow moment. It focuses a lot on slavery. It goes way back. There's good history. And it actually makes a connection between slavery and what the Native Americans faced in this country, which I had never made that connection, but makes some sense. And I was struck by this. The slaves knew they were slaves. The slaves didn't want to be slaves. They wanted free of that. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people in this country today who are slaves and don't know they are slaves. They are slaves to government. They are slaves to more program. They're slaves to free. Give me free college. I want free college. I want free health care. Doesn't exist, folks. There's no such thing as anything free. But that's what worries me. It really does. I'm concerned about that. So I also was struck by the connection between Hillary Clinton and Saul Alinsky. Read Rules for Radicals. Do some of your own research on Saul Alinsky and what he believed. And to know the connection with Hillary Clinton at a very young age, inviting him to her college to speak, and the connection that happened after tells you everything you need to know about what this woman believes. There is so much deceit that is going on in trying to get you to believe what they believe, and it's very different. They want slaves. They really do. They want everybody as slaves to the government. And then I think I said what I need to say on Donald Trump, but, there's certainly some self-inflicted wounds there, but there's an egregious malfeasance going on by Democrat, by the media right now. Donald Trump and the Republicans face two enemies. It is not just their opponents in any election. It is also the media, and you need to be aware of that. I don't believe we need to worry about the Trump campaign coming to an end and spiraling out or anything that they're saying right now. I really don't. I think that's overblown. But we'll share that. We'll save that for a little later on in the program, because Jeff in Botno wants to talk about small business owners. What can you tell me about small business owners, Jeff?
Yes. I've been complaining to our local legislation, to our local senators, or to John Hoven and Heidi Heitkamp, who say that they believe in the small businesses, and yet they don't even come up to the towns to talk to the people and to discuss their issues. I fight on a daily basis of having to compete against out-of-state workers, huge out-of-state multi-billion-dollar companies. I'm just a small, little, tiny, rural place that hires between 15 and 20 employees when I can afford it. And we're all out of a job. And I've made huge investments.
Hang on a sec, Jeff, if you would. The music is playing, which means I need to go to a break. But I want to find out what you're hoping they would do. What? Maybe know a little bit more about the situation, talk more about it after the break. And other calls, too, on all these topics.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're visiting with Tana Martin from Valley Imports. She's an Audi brand specialist. Tana started buying her cars at Valley Imports and decided this would be a pretty fun place to work.
Started learning a lot about it and just the friendly atmosphere, that it's really no pressure about buying a car. It's just having a conversation, and at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your decision. The technology's so easy to use, just even like their voice command. You don't even have to search for a restaurant. You could just say, I'm hungry.
Tell me about being from New Rockford.
Part of it's just the small town atmosphere, and that's kind of how I treat my work life. You kind of build common ground with everybody, and everybody's got something they can relate to, whether, you know, it's sports or just complaining about the weather. It's too hot, too cold. Local things going on around town.
Visit Tana and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667, or go online to valleyimports.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can't even make a minimal investment in our opioid addiction services. This entire state is in crisis and people are dropping dead, including two of the people that we kicked out because we cut their funding. They're supposed to wait, but they and their families can't wait anymore. And there's others that are going to die. And we're not going to be able to fix that retroactively.
That is Representative Marvin Nelson of Rolla, who says people will die, and people have died, and it's the Republicans' fault. So we're not making investments. Now, mind you, what we're talking about here, right now, in this special session, is reductions in planned increases. So that is so over the top, but there's a lot of it out there. What do you think about that? 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. You can text us, too, at 701-367-2054. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, back to Jeffrey and Botno. And before the break, Jeffrey was pointing out he's a small business owner, feels like he's not getting the help he needs. Competition, you said, from out-of-state workers was your biggest concern, Jeffrey?
Yes. What I'm hoping to express is I would like to see the legislation in North Dakota come up with a law to help small businesses like me be able to obtain work. Right now, one of my biggest fight is that we got to pay some company out of Texas for a verification. And so a small person like me can't even afford. So therefore, a lot of times I get told that I can't work because I can't afford to pay some couple big businessmen out of Texas to have this program. It's just a huge financial cost. And so there was no industry here 5-6 years ago. And all of a sudden there's an opportunity for us local people to have work. And now I feel that a lot of us are being displaced by these, companies from out of state coming up here. You have some huge companies, Union Outfitters from Minneapolis area.
Okay, but here, help me understand this. You know, it's not illegal to come into North Dakota with an out-of-state company and do business or bid on things and get business. So, well, I mean, this is America,
that.
Right? Well, they're going to take the lowest price. How are you expecting, government to give you a leg up? I need to understand what you're asking for.
Well, this is what I'm trying to ask, is that because when there was no industry around here, and so when they started promoting this oil industry and all this other stuff, you know, as far as rural people and people in North Dakota, we don't have the huge financial gains or the capital to start out. So these companies that have come in here have, put great financial pressure on us.
I get that, Jeff. That's competition from big business. I get it. And if I was a small business, I wouldn't like it. In many ways, I don't like the GEs of the world and the mega, because they're as bad as big government sometimes. And they have, lobbyists and everything else to game the system. So that's the way it works. But I don't understand why. What I don't get at is what you expect government to do about that, to raise, change the playing field on your behalf as a small business versus somebody who's bigger and out of state.
Well, they have special programs for rural development companies like mine, and where they'll lend us money, but then we don't. Then they step back and they don't, talk with some of these companies or promote, help promote. Us as far as helping us introduce to some of these big companies to make sure that we, there's so much compliance laws. It's tough for a small person like us to have the opportunity to work in our own state.
And there are a lot of programs, a ton of them. What I'm going to do, because maybe you're talking about some of the small business programs, is keep some notes here from our conversation and raise this. Matt, if you would, just put this on the radar for next Wednesday with Congressman Kramer, in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and we'll pass along some of Jeff's concerns. Sounds like he's reached out to some members of the delegation as well. While I empathize with any small business in North Dakota on any front, I also don't want to become the Democrats and suggest that, we got to pick winners and losers here, because you do need to compete. Right. And I compete with, mega media companies and what we do. I just try to work more hours in the day than they do. So, you know, it's not easy, but to the extent there are programs available, tap into them, absolutely, for small businesses. Thanks, Jeff. Welcome others and their feedback on that as well. 800-228-0550. Our friend Rich Wardner, the senator from Dickinson, the majority leader in the Senate, joining us a little bit early here. And I know there's a big revenue forecast meeting coming up, so we'll probably have to let you go a little early, too. But how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. We're done.
You're done? I heard that, yeah. So you heard a debate in the Senate the other day, similar to what was happening in the House today. What do you make of the fact that you're being blamed for people dying because of a lack of funding to opiate crisis, or the hospitals taking this ginormous hit? Or, I mean, they've dusted off some pretty strong rhetoric against Republicans. How do you respond?
Well, it's a stretch, but, we still have to make sure that we protect programs down the line. And in order to do that, we have to stop. We made some allotments, some cuts. We restored some money into the Department of Human Services, so we didn't do such deep cuts. But when it gets to next session, that's when we're going to have to get in there and move money from other agencies, probably to some priorities in Department of Human Services. But keep in mind, there's probably some efficiencies to be found in the Department of Human Services, too. So in the long run, I say we're going to take care of those things. And no, I guess we don't have the revenue to take care of all the ills that we have, that's for sure.
Is this just campaign rhetoric? Is this designed to, you know, to play well in tight legislative races this November? Is that what's going on?
I think some of it is, yes.
They do it well, though.
Yeah, they do.
Right? I mean, I don't know. It seems to me it's other people writing speeches for legislative representatives and senators that are turned into actors here or something.
There's no question. Some of the themes were definitely the same over in the House today, this morning, as they were in the Senate yesterday. So, I mean, somebody is zeroed in on what they want to emphasize and pound home to the people. And I'm telling you, just remember, I think Representative Carlson said it on the floor in his talk, that this isn't a cut in the appropriation from last time. We are just reducing the increase from the regular session.
And when do they begin? When do these changes in the funding begin, the reduction in the planned increase?
Well, most of them started July 1, except for the nursing homes. The nursing homes will not be affected until January 1 of 17. And we hope to be back to take a look at where we're at. And if we can restore some of that money, we will.
Senator Rich Wardner, the majority leader in the Senate, we'll take a quick break, come back and finish our conversation with him, let him get to that budget meeting. I do want to know your thoughts on what you're going to hear today in the way of a revenue forecast, because that really is that's the big game now. What is that revenue forecast guiding the legislature in the next session, new governor, and a new group of legislators to deal with this going forward? We'll talk with the senator after a short time out on What's on Your Mind, live from the state capitol in Bismarck today following the special session, and much more. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
The National Championship NCAA Hockey Trophy will be in Bismarck next week. Brad Berry, the head coach of the University of North Dakota, will be in Bismarck next week. We're going to do our program on Tuesday from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 right in front of Sam's Club off the Bismarck Expressway on Tuesday. After all, I've done one in Fargo in the hot tub, so I guess I have to do one in Bismarck, too. And I'm going right in that hot tub. I am. The whole darn show. There's nothing better than that. And we'll have the trophy there, and it'll be there from 9:30 until through the lunch hour. So we'll do it till 1 o'clock. Bradbury himself will be there for about an hour. So, you know, every little peewee hockey team out there, you want to come see that trophy and hoist it up, just like you might do on the ice one day. Come on over to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in front of Sam's Club, the new Walmart out there. You know what I'm talking about, Bismarck Expressway. That'll be on Tuesday, and we'll be broadcasting live for What's on Your Mind at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. By the way, they're located in Minot now. That's right. The old Marketplace Dollar Store location in Minot is where they're located there. So they've added that Bismarck location, as I just mentioned, in front of Sam's Club, and also next to Spitfire on 13th Avenue South in Fargo, and Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall. All right, we are back. Rich Wardner is here. Rich is the House Majority Leader. He's going to be here for a couple more minutes. Then we'll get back to more of your calls. He's going to head to the revenue forecast meeting in a minute here with Pam Sharp, the OMB Director. Then we'll go to Bob in Western North Dakota and John in Williston. So stay tuned. Guys, I want your take on our previous call. Let me play something that Kathy Hogan, representative from Grand Forks, Democrat, had to say about what's going on here at the special session and what is happening as a result of the Constitution mandating a balanced budget and the 2% in cuts that are happening. Roll that, if you would.
Our decision to maintain the 32% reduction in reimbursement for health care providers, it will have significant long-term implications for our system. Hospitals, particularly critical access hospitals in rural communities, doctors, nurses, behavioral health therapists, will take a disproportionate reduction. These are not 6 or 10%, as other reductions are. These are 32% reductions.
All right. Is that true?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I can't comment on the 32%. It depends on how you do it. However, I can say this. We don't have the dollars to match those federal dollars. We don't have them.
Oh, so this is over the federal match deal.
That's what it's about. Okay. And you got to keep in mind, Scott, that as we go forward, we've set a forecast in our budget for the rest of the biennium. Now, we'll be watching it very closely. We're hoping that we stay on forecast. If we drop below, we're going to have to tighten the belt even more. What we are doing is very responsible. The 4.05% cut that the governor made, the allotment, stays. But when we did this one, we said, no, we're going to make sure that Department of Human Services isn't cut anymore. So we restored the $33.3 million in that part. So they didn't lose that. So we're keeping critical programs going. And we also did some restoration for the Department of Corrections. So I think we've did a good job of kind of negotiating what we needed to do between cutting and keeping some of these programs going. Now, what we want to
explain this, though, because what the Democrats have been using is to say, how dumb could you be to cut things where you get a match? So in other words, you're not just reducing what you're reducing out of the state fund, but you're reducing all this that would have come from the federal government. Now, I say, well, wait, the federal government's broke. We're $20 trillion in debt, so you're tapping into that, number one. But number two, you're saying we don't have the dollars here to get the extra dollars. But explain the reasoning for not taking the match in your mind.
Well, it's because we don't have the dollars. But keep in mind that when we get back here in January, let's say things do get better. Those dollars are still on the table. The federal year isn't over until October 1 or the end of September. So we haven't lost them. They would like you to make you think that we've lost those dollars. No, if we come back in January and it looks like we can restore some of that money and pick up those federal dollars, of course we will.
Last question. I'll let you go to this the next meeting. The new revenue forecast will come out rather significant because it's the first one you deal with in the next session of the legislature, right?
Yep. Yes.
What do you expect?
Well, I don't know what to expect. I hear rumors that it's not very good, which means what we did today was really important and we couldn't restore any more. We wouldn't have the revenue to do it. The thing that you need to understand that if we were to restore all this money that the Dems wanted us to, and then we move back into next biennium and then take it away, it could be very devastating. Maybe we can reorganize here and keep it to a minimum.
Sounds good. Rich, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Look forward to finding out what happens in that next meeting, and we'll be sending our microphones down that way to keep updated on it. Appreciate it. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. It takes more of your calls here with our conversations on many fronts, and we've been talking a little bit about the Trump race. We've talked about Hillary's America, the movie last night. The special session is going on. I'm really getting ornery about this rhetoric from Democrats here in the special session, but maybe I should just let it go. But I welcome anything on your mind. Somebody called earlier about wanting some more help as a small business in North Dakota, and I asked others, hey, if you've got some suggestions for that fellow, give us a call. And here's Bob in Western North Dakota with a comment on that on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Oh, thank you, Scott, for taking my call. I'd just like to chime in a little bit on that fella with small business. I work for a employee-owned North Dakota company. We do professional consulting, all oil field, private, whatever, but biggest frustration I've run across with companies that come from out of state, and it's, you know, contracts through DOT, contracts through PSC, contracts through NDIC, is out-of-state companies come in. Their vehicles aren't registered in North Dakota. They don't have the proper business licenses. They don't have the proper professional licenses. They don't have the proper individual license. Meanwhile, those of us that have to live and work and pay the taxes in the state, we have to dot the I's, cross the T's, have all our licenses in place, and then these folks don't. You know, it's plenty of work, but, you know, let's have an even playing field here. Let's not promote people that don't abide by our regulations.
Well, I agree there. To me, that should be a black mark. If you're not compliant,
well,
you're right. I mean, so there you have a point. No doubt about that.
Well, and you know, and I work in North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana, and you go to Montana, you better have every license in place or you're going to be paying some heavy fees. And that's where it's, and you know, those three agencies, and they do pretty good, but they're the ones that have been falling down a little bit on making sure these out-of-state outfits get the proper licenses.
And so you're saying, you think, are we lax in enforcement, or are we lax in the actual regulations that would be similar to a Montana or a South Dakota or whatever?
We're lax in both. We're lax in enforcement. There isn't enough teeth in some of the professional agencies' enforcement of this. Yesterday I was driving through a DOT job. The consultants there all had Idaho plates. It's kind of frustrating.
So tell me, I mean, in other words, if I have an Idaho company and I bid on a job in North Dakota, I get the job, all my vehicles have to be registered here, have to have North Dakota plates?
That's how it is in Montana. You get a Montana job, you better have Montana plates on.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Interesting. All right. Well, it's an interesting topic. Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you. And see what we can dig up on this. John in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was listening to the comments that our Democratic gubernatorial representative was making, and I could tell that he doesn't really believe in what he was saying, because as he was speaking, he sounded like a moron. So the second part of this is that the
I have to interject there. I didn't get that. Right? I got more of the same from him.
I listened to it on the radio.
When you say he sounded like a moron, what do you mean? What do you mean? You're just saying that he's fumbling through it kind of thing, or do you mean that?
Yes. He sounded like he really didn't believe in what he was talking about, so he was going along with whatever he was being told to speak about. But what I'm talking about, or my main point, is that the Republicans need to start throwing back in the face of the Democrats when they say we're killing people by losing funding, by reminding them that their party are co-conspirators to the murder of millions of children every year.
Yeah, I wouldn't, if I were a representative, I'd make that point. I wouldn't be afraid to and say, okay, you want to talk about you, because you do two things. You point out how outrageous their rhetoric is, and then you talk about, you know, literally, provable examples of 50 plus million children since Roe versus Wade. So I don't disagree. There's a good approach. At least it gets the discussion going. I don't like just, Republicans don't do a very good job responding to this stuff, and I don't know how many people are persuaded by over the top rhetoric like we heard today here in Bismarck. But I wouldn't take it lightly. Harold and Streeter, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about food prices in the grocery store versus the raw commodity prices and other commodities as well. A couple of weeks ago, there was a story on TV about North Dakota dairy farmers a year ago receiving $24 a hundredweight for their milk. This year, they're getting $14 a hundredweight. You don't see a drop in the price of milk in the local grocery store and any cheese. The same thing has been going on with wheat. Wheat's down, 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 yet the price of bread and everything else is staying up. They doubled the price of macaroni and pasta when the price of wheat was dropping. You know, I go to the local farm supply store and buy some steel posts and barbed wire, and it's the same price it's always been for the last 5 or 6 years, notwithstanding the fact that the price of iron ore and coking coal has fell 80% over the last 5 years.
Well, you don't, I don't know. I don't know the answer to the ebbs and flows. I think some things have come down, but I don't think there's an immediate connection between the two. I hear you. When commodity prices are up, you hear, well, there's going to be more. When gas prices are up, you're going to, well, the prices are going to be more because it costs more to transport it, and it doesn't usually come down. But that's what competition is all about, because somebody else can charge a little less. Why are they all, so got to think the price has some impact there.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For the middle class, and we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Oh, she finally said it, ladies and gentlemen. We knew that was coming. Play that one more time. I think I heard her say she's going to raise taxes on the middle class. Would you play that again one more time?
I'm telling you right now, we're going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure that's everywhere today in the media, right? Yeah, because they cover everything so fairly. It's just so fun. Yeah, exactly. No, I did. Oh, man, a lot. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. I want to give you a telephone number in a minute where you can call this very moment. And do me a favor. When you call them, say, Scott told me to call, and you're going to send me this awesome free catalog. And you're going to know everything you need to know about their upcoming auctions, about real estate, land management, livestock sales. They got a lot. Kevin Piper and his team do a wonderful job. They are building a massive, beautiful facility, Steel, North Dakota. You can't miss that thing. It is just a little bit to the west of Steel, literally right outside the exit there, and it's going to be a dandy. Opening that up not too distant future as well, so they'll have quite a facility there for auctions and consignment and lots of other things. So if you're thinking about maybe selling some auction items and want to do it on a consignment basis and have it literally showcased right there along I-94 and Steel, great idea. Give Kevin and the team a call. Go to their website, pipers.com. Pembina County, let's see, that auction happened yesterday, right? Yeah, the Pembina County auction was yesterday, but tomorrow they have the Benson County. No, that's the 17th. Sorry, Wednesday, August 17th, Benson County, 428 acres. And property like this does not become available very often. Beautiful property. Just south of Devil's Lake on Graham's Island in Benson County. Elevated pasture land, some rolling wooded areas, and lakefront property on Devil's Lake. Hunting, fishing, it's really nice. The northeast corner actually borders some state land. It's rare. Perfect opportunity to own your own piece of paradise. That's Wednesday the 17th, Benson County. Lemoore County on the 25th, and lots more. So check that out. Pipers.com. Pipers.com, or if you want, call them and tell them, hey, Scott told me to call. I need one of those catalogs, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099. Let's see here. By the way, Harold and Streeter, I'm going to find a grocer to talk a little bit about that, and I don't think the grocer, maybe the suppliers, maybe some of the other folks, Super Value, we could talk to and say, okay, price of wheat goes down. You know, obviously, you got to buy bread from a manufacturer. At what point does it make it down? I'd like to know the chain. There's no doubt about it. It's an interesting question. He has good questions. Mark in Grand Forks next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. You know, I really hear where Bob from Western North Dakota and Jeff, I think he said it was from Watford City, are coming from as far as the struggles of being small business owners in today's economy. Boy, the hundreds and hundreds of people that I've met with, and there are studies to confirm this, Scott, is the cost of compliance takes out trillions of dollars from the economy. And when you look at the mega corporations, Scott, they can hire another compliance officer. They can hire an accountant, and it's small peanuts to them. However, when you get laws like Dodd-Frank or other frivolous regulations, those smaller businesses can't, you know, afford that. And, you know,
exactly, which is why every small business person ought to be voting for Donald Trump. And every small business person ought to say, I support Doug Burgum. In my mind, because what Democrats want, they want more regulation. Then that goes to the cost of compliance, as you point out, Mark. More regulation, more, you know, they're not here to lift that burden and help small businesses. They add it on. So I'm with you completely. And by the way, I wasn't trying to dismiss any of those small business concerns. Kevin Kramer sent a note, said the Idaho plate questions, and he called and said that some contractor out here was doing work in his Idaho plates. He said they're usually local rentals. All right, so they, and you do see a lot of out-of-state plates on rental cars, so they maybe are doing it that way. But, you know, all those things ought to be enforced, but I do think anything we can do to say, recognize what crosses they bear in small business against some of these mega businesses and the cost of doing business and help where we can. Good points, Mark. Appreciate it. And Pat and Tuttle, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I was just going to comment to the guy that called in about the food prices, you know. I pay very close attention to prices and stuff, and there's a handful of items I've run across that has not changed in price, or maybe went up 5% since the world fell apart in 2009. And so it makes you wonder, how are these people still making a profit? their price did not increase but 5 or 10%, when most everything has went up. By my way of figuring, if you cut the product size in half and you double the price, that's 200%. These companies ought to be ashamed of themselves. I mean, they're just robbing the people.
Well, most of those companies are public companies. I guess I don't know what you got a specific example of a company in mind.
I'll tell you one. McDonald's. I used to eat at McDonald's most every morning. Well, you look at their biscuit; it's like half the size, and the prices have doubled for their meal.
That's because they're worried about the food Nazis saying you and I are eating too many big biscuits is the problem, Pat. There, but,
well,
the food police are after them. But I take your point. But I don't think McDonald's bottom line's doubled. They seem to be in some measure of trouble. Last time I checked.
Well, but it's not just McDonald's, Scott. It's multiple companies. I mean, if you pay attention to prices, which I do, in the grocery store, you know, the guy's right. The stuff has doubled in price, and a lot of times the size of the container has shrunk by 50%.
You got it, Pat. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More welcome. 800-228-0550. Doug Burgum still to come. Max Schneider, too, the Democratic leader from the state legislature, Bismarck. Don't go away.
Or 701-258-0550.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com. You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra...